Hello and welcome to the latest episode of Banking in Transition, a podcast from The Banker magazine. I'm John Everington, The Banker's Middle East and Africa editor, and today I'm talking to Oscar Onyema, Chief Executive Officer of the Nigerian Exchange Group, the company that runs the Nigerian Stock Exchange in Lagos. Oscar, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, John.
Nigeria came out of recession in late 2020, but the IMF in mid-November said that the country faces a subdued recovery in the near future. Can you share your thoughts with us on the country's economic outlook for 2022?
As you know, the effects of COVID-19 pandemic will continue to be felt around global economies for some time, and Nigeria is no exception, especially when you consider the slow rate of vaccination in Nigeria, the fact that we're just coming out of recession and trying to improve our macroeconomic environment. The foreign exchange constraints occasioned by crude oil price shocks and COVID-19 challenges in the recent past. And obviously the fact that we're increasingly taking on more debt, so our debt profile is actually increasing. If you layer on top of that double-digit inflation and social unrest, especially around various regions of the country that are agitating for one thing or another, there is no shortage of challenges. And so the IMF is right that although there are these challenges, there are still huge opportunities in Nigeria. And so they are projecting moderate growth of about 2.7% for the economy next year. We think that just given the fact that you have such a large portion of the Nigerian economy in the informal sector, the number might actually be on the low side. If you look at what we are tracking for 2021, we're actually tracking around 2% growth for the whole year. So I would say that there's significant opportunities in Nigerian economy from the rapidly growing population, which suggests a growing pool of talent if properly leveraged, to the global diffusion of digital technologies, which is creating huge opportunities for Nigerians. As you may be aware, we've raised billions of dollars in investments in the fintech space alone in Nigeria, and most of those dollars coming from the rest of the world. The opportunities for wealth creation in the capital markets with the introduction of new and innovative products and services that meet investors' evolving needs cannot be underestimated as well. With sustainable finance moving more into center stage and derivatives expected to make its debut in the near term, the Nigerian capital market is increasingly positioning itself to champion the sustainable growth of the Nigerian economy. So I would say, just to cut short the answer, is that we're very optimistic that we should be seeing numbers not of 2.7% for 2022, and we all intend to do our own part to make that happen. Obviously, working with policymakers and regulators and other key players in the Nigerian economy.
It's always very tempting to focus exclusively on the challenges, but one has to remember the opportunities that exist in a market like Nigeria as well. So earlier in 2021, the NSE demutualized and listed on its own exchange. What was behind the decision to demutualize, and what does this mean for the exchange going forward?
So the decision really was to unlock opportunities for growth for us in a nutshell. And we successfully completed that demutualization process earlier this year. So we've converted from being a mutual company limited by guarantee to a for-profit company limited by shares, giving rise to the new entity, Nigerian Exchange Group, PLC. Will become the 57th exchange to dematerialize amongst the 70 members of the World Federation of Exchanges. And when you look at these members of the World Federation of Exchanges, you will see that a lot of the large developed market exchanges and exchange groups have all restructured to become for-profit entities and have unlocked tremendous growth for themselves and their economies. So this is what we're trying to achieve. The completion of our demutualization has led to a non-operating holding company, which I head, but it has also allowed us to create three wholly owned subsidiaries, Nigerian Exchange Limited, which is the listing platform and trading platform for the Nigerian market. You can call it the operating exchange. We also now have an independent regulatory company, the NGX Regulation Limited. So we've bifurcated commercial activities from regulatory activities to reduce opportunities for conflict of interest. And then we have a NGX real estate company, which houses real estate interests. And we intend to do more with that entity to unlock value as well. So that in a nutshell is why we demutualizing. It gives us an opportunity to have a more efficient structure, to modernize and digitize, and to really begin to drive growth across the various verticals of the capital market infrastructure value chain. It will also allow us to expand into other geographies so that our footprint is not just in Nigeria anymore. We've also listed that listing activity is a different transaction entirely. But what it does is allows us to be on a liquid platform, the Nigerian Exchange Limited, and gives us opportunity, should we want to take advantage of that, to raise capital, be it debt or equity, to use our shares as currency for other kinds of corporate activities, and obviously to take advantage of that listing platform in terms of the visibility and the credibility that it provides. All of these things geared towards meeting the original intention of demutualizing, which is to unlock great growth opportunities.
We mentioned the sort of the growth opportunities within the wider economy that exist, and it's worth mentioning again just the sort of the vibrancy of the fintech sector within Nigeria, and I think the prevalence of three out of the four sub-Saharan African unicorns are from Nigeria. Yet, despite this growth, there has been a struggle to attract new listings in recent years on the NSE. Perhaps it's unsurprising given what the economy has been going through. What steps are you as the NSE taking to attract new listings in 2022 and beyond?
So our listing platform, Nigerian Exchange Limited, has actually facilitated capital raising this year alone, financing of over 6.71 trillion naira raised by governments and corporates across the various asset classes that are offered on the NGX platform. So this is an area that is of key importance to us, and the platform really provides opportunities for both public and private sector players to raise capital. You're right, we haven't seen a lot of IPOs, and we are working very hard to change that narrative. I know that the exchange is engaging with the fintech community to provide a board that serves them specifically, and that is different from your traditional board that is looking for, you know, dividend payment and profitability and the rest of it. The exchange definitely intends to provide opportunities for companies within the ecosystem to engage with stakeholders through various, you know, platforms that we have, such as closing gong ceremonies, facts behind the listings, facts behind the figures, facts behind the sustainability reports, et cetera, to really engage with the market and provide opportunities for the buy side and the sell side to engage with issuers and really be able to better reflect the needs of potential issuers, especially the fintech community. So stay tuned. We intend to do a lot more IPOs. We intend to be more nimble in the way we serve potential investors and issuers.
Now, it sounds very interesting, and we'll definitely stay tuned for news of that. In addition, Oscar, beyond these plans that you've just outlined, what are your sort of main strategic priorities for 2022 going forward?
The first thing we want to make sure we establish earlier on is our track record of embodying best practices, top level corporate governance. Over time, we've led by example, and we intend to solidify on that in terms of our disclosures and our relationships to the marketplace. As a group, we're positioning ourselves to be Africa's leading capital market infrastructure, which encompasses being a major force of growth for the Nigerian economy and the wider region. What this means is that significant investments in related market infrastructure players and selected fintechs, which we've already done, is going to be accelerated. And obviously, demutualization will allow us to be more nimble and to be able to identify other opportunities for investments. So you should expect us to lead the consolidation of African capital markets, increase the integration of Africa into the global markets, and announce significant investments in terms of players and opportunities in the value chain across the capital market ecosystem.
Very good. Well, there's a lot on your plate and a lot of exciting things due to come, and we look forward to asking you about the progress in due course. Oscar, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us today.
Thank you very much, John.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Banking in Transition. You can subscribe to the podcast via iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcast, and Acast, and find plenty more audio and video content at thebanker.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.